You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC's match with Stockport County from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing all about the Stockport County v FC United match from Saturday, but before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news by advising supporters that the club are offering a six-match league match ticket book for the remainder of the season. The six-game books are priced at £50 for adults, 26 concessions, £10 under 18s. You can buy your LMTB at www.fcumshop.co.uk or by calling the office on 0161 769 2005. Elsewhere, and a big thank you to all FC United supporters, as the FC United Development Fund has gone through the £69,000 mark this past week, with over £2,300 raised in recent days. And finally, the FC United women's team are through to the semi-finals of the County Cup, following victory over Lee RMI on Sunday afternoon. Here's Neil Boothman with more.
No, Cockers, not Neil Boo. Unfortunately, Neil Boo had to leave the game early, so you've actually just got Ben back in the studio. But good news, everyone at home. FC United are through to the semi-finals of the Manchester FA County Cup following a superb away performance at Lee RMI, FC United 7-1 winners. And joining me now to discuss this result more in depth and the women's team more generally, we're now joined by the welcome return of women's team manager Luke Podmore. So a big congratulations today, Luke. A superb performance there through to, well, your second semi-final, because obviously we're through to the Argyle Cup semi-final as well.
Yeah.
How was the performance today for you?
We started off really slowly, actually, which is something we've not done before. Obviously, conceding within the first minute, I think it was. I don't really know what it was. The warmth was great. You know, everybody was on it, but we just seemed to switch off within the first 30 seconds, which gifted them an opportunity, and they took it. With really frustrating 20, 25 minutes after that, you know, rushing things and trying to go the wrong way about things. But luckily, after the last 20 minutes of the first half, we managed to turn it around, get an equaliser. And I think once the equaliser went in, I think it was a really one-sided game, and we sort of ran away with it, which was good in the end, because they needed to figure it out for themselves. So it was a bit of a weird test in a way. But anyway, they came out on top, which was good.
And a hat-trick for Kirsty Chambers as well. The one just before half-time was a bit of a beaut.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, unbelievable finish by Kirsty. Playing a different role for me again today. In the number 10 role behind the front two, so not usually on the outside left, but she gets herself in some great positions, and the second goal finish was just absolutely unbelievable. And you know, that's the sort of thing you can expect from Kirsty, because she's a class player.
I don't want to influence the other players and the committee who decide these things, but she's certainly having a hell of a season, is Kirsty Chambers, this season.
Yeah, I mean, Kirsty's thriving. You know, I know about Kirsty from when I first was at FC United, you know, back in 2012, but you know, obviously, now working with her again, it just proves to me the quality she's got, and hopefully I can take her on to the next level as well and keep developing her and keep helping her out. And you know, at the moment she's scoring goal after goal after goal, so, and for the team that's only a good thing. Obviously, as a captain as well, she's a great leader, so you know, she sets the standard out for the rest of the team.
And another person who seems to be scoring game after game is Jess Battle, and obviously she's come in from Fylde and she's just been absolutely superb, and she's like Matty Wolfenden in the men's team. There's a lot going getting on there, but it's all subtle and under the radar, but she's a quality player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I went after Jess, you know, I sort of went to practice to go and sign Jess because I knew her quality, you know, obviously before we got her, so, and I knew what she'd bring to the team, so, you know, she's proving week in, week out now that she knows where the net is. I think she'll agree with me when she said she had a bit of a frustrating game today, although if you got on the score sheet, it was quite a tough game for her because the way that Lee sort of set up, the way they were pushing out, it's good to show that she can still have one of those games and then still get on the score sheet, which is a sign of a great player. So, you know, fair play to her.
Now, the last time we spoke, Luke, it was just as soon after you got appointed, and it's been a fair few weeks now. And one of the things that I think a lot of people might have picked up upon is just the calibre of teams that you're now beating. I mean, Lee Aram, Blackpool, Sir Tom Finney last week. It feels like now FC United are more than capable of playing teams in the league above and maybe even the league above that now.
Yeah, I think you know, it's coming with a clear plan, and I think the players needed a plan of how to sort of, how, you know, some principles of playing, the way that just the general is set up. I think the team's just sort of a well-oiled machine to use that cliche as such, and I think, yeah, we keep bouncing on this now, and we can hopefully go on and get some silverware this year.
And just lastly then, Luke, you're talking about going into a game with a plan and that kind of thing, and you mentioned today the fact that, you know, Lee got off the score sheet a minute in and it took you 25 minutes or so to find your feet, but then there's a kind of relentlessness to SC United. We saw that against Edgerton, I felt, as well, where it's just non-stop chipping away and seeing what happens and just not giving up. I mean, like Wollstonecraft scoring on the 97th minute to make it 7-1 this afternoon.
Yeah.
It is that kind of relentlessness. It keep ploughing on into that wall and eventually it'll crack.
Yeah, and that's what we keep saying to me, that patience is a massive part of the game that we sort of that I try and get across to the players. You know, they've got to be patient, they've got to build the ball up well. If it's not on a certain side, it comes out and then it goes. It's all about being patient at certain goals. So they're learning it now, and hopefully that'll bode well when we go into some of the key games moving forward, because, you know, obviously they need to just keep persisting with the way they play. And like I say, so far so good, it's paid off, and, you know, people are cracking every time we play them.
Well, two semi-finals ain't bad. Hopefully it's going to... Well, what am I saying hopefully for? Two finals to come, I'm pretty sure. And obviously competing up at the top of the league as well. It's all cracking stuff, Luke.
Yeah.
Big congratulations today to you and the team and the coaching staff. And we should say a big thank you for taking the time out your busy night on holiday to come on the show. That he's in Wales. He's got a bad signal, but it's held up quite well. But Luke Podmore, all the best and congratulations today. And we'll speak to you in the coming weeks.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers, mate.
And just staying with the women's team, and FC United have been drawn at home to Wigan Athletic, LFC, in the semi-finals of the Argyle Cup. The tie will be played on Sunday the 12th of March at Broadhurst Park. To the men's team now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travelled south to take on Stockport County at Edgeley Park. To hear how the Reds got on, it's now time to hand over to the FC team to find out.
David Carnell, and it'll be a throw in to Stockport after Gilchrist can't control it. Connor Hampson now will take this throw in, midway inside Stockport territory, left-hand side, down the line it goes, and it bounces over everyone. Scott Kay gets on the end of it. Then Montrose back to Kay, heads it back. Heading contest between Montrose and Kay. And Montrose goes up again there. Gets a little bit of an elbow into the face of Winter. Winter is slightly shaken by that. And now it's Chandler. Checks on the left-hand side and getting pressed well there by Stockport. And it has to go all the way back to David Carnell, who's pressed himself and has to hurry his clearance there. Good work from Stockport. Come through for Kay. Kay, oh dear, as Ashworth has to mop up there. Crossed wires, it will be a throw-in on the far side for Stockport.
With a bloodied nose there for Harry Winter, the referee, saying you're going to go off. Get it treated there. Well, the both players went up for it, didn't they? And Harry Winter came off slightly worse there. A bloodied nose.
It was just the right amount of elbow to get away with it there on Harry Winter. He just caught him.
And you know, for me, this is a. There should be the game should stop. For me, player's injured. It's occurred from another player, and therefore FC now down 10 men.
Minahan with this throw-in. It's level with the 18-yard line, and 10 men defending for FC United temporarily comes over. Brown heads it on. It's a fall for Lloyd on the edge of the box. Plays it out nicely. Elliot Osborne scores! And Stockport County take the lead. And, well, a moot point there. The Swampy's comment about 10 men, but it was nodded down.
Well, Carl's absolutely furious, and he's right to be so, because the player has got up and there's an elbow there. Now, I'm not saying it's intentional. However, the player's injured, and FC got out of 10 men. They can't defend the ball, and the referee's got it wrong. Carl Marderson is going to be careful there because he's going to get himself booked. But Carl's exactly right, 100% right. There's an elbow there, the player's injured, and the referee doesn't want to know anything about it. I think there should be a rule. If the player's got an injury, you stop the game and wait till they're sorted. You know, that's on the 44th minute of the game, and FC United, and Carl going absolutely crazy down below, and I understand it completely. Totally understand his frustration there.
And nice pass from Lloyd. Good finish there.
Great finish. Great
from Elliot Osborne, although just a slight flick on an FC defender. Could an FC defender got in the way more quickly? Well, that's a hypothetical question. Stockport County lead by a goal to nil here. Just over 20 minutes to go here. And Stockport with his slender one goal lead. But not under a great deal of threat, you have to say, from FC United. Where he takes a second to score a goal. Minahan with the throw for Stockport. And that Lloyd plays it in field, goes down. Winter nods it down there. And Arneson tries to get on the end of it, can't do so. Clark plays it forward. On the turn was Amos. And Ashworth with an unceremonious clearance there. And Michael Clark now will try and build from the back.
Perhaps it was aimless.
Yeah. Now it's played forward. Minahan plays it in field. And now that's played back to David Carnell. Oh, gets himself into trouble. And it was doing the needful was number three there, Chandler. And for the rest of the game, I will ride shotgun. And Swampy will lead the way.
Thank you very much, James. 1-0, as you say. Elliot Osborne leaving the ball for the impressive Sam Minahan. He's got a bit more to contend with now, Jerome, right on the pitch. And FC United and Manchester still currently a goal down here, but have to defend this ball initially. Ball comes in to the penalty area. It's headed across goal. There's an opportunity to run the back post. It falls over the 14. They should make it. Oh! And it's tripled in the number 14. Scott Duxbury. Again, the defensive play from FC United was a little bit static. The ball found to the feet of Duxbury, and it trickled to the right-hand side, and it just basically inched its way over the line. And unfortunately, FC United on 71 minutes find themselves two goals down now, and with a huge, arduous task to try and get back into this game.
It was always going to be tricky at 1-0. It's nearly impossible at 2, I think.
It is, and I was just about to say, I thought FC United with the substitutions, there's more shape in the team. They look a little bit more competitive. They could bomb down the left a little bit more with Jerome and basically take the game to them. But I think FC United are going to have to make another substitution imminently. I think for me it's either going to be Wilkinson or Tom Greaves, the man to come on to try and affect this game in any way that they can. FC United on the ball now, not the best of balls again for Sheringham to take on, but he holds the ball well. Looks for a bit of movement now. Jerome Wright's on this left-hand side.
Ball.
And he sprays it 50 yards. Jerome Wright on his on the shoulder there. Plays it into Chandler. Chandler ball.
Back to right.
Back to right. Right now, takes a touch. Flicks it in. Throw him. First time ball perhaps was the best one. But again, you're seeing the way, the quality of Sheringham there. Just being able to spread the play. He was on the far right-hand side. Saw the opportunity for Wright and put that ball in. And it's going to be a throw-in that Chris Chandler can take. FC United and Manchester, two goals down here if you just joined us. Throwing comes in. There's Paul pushing and shoving everywhere. There's a handball there. It's a penalty, FC United. It is. And the referee's got that completely right. There's no one complaining from Stockport County. There's a yellow card as well for the number nine, for Josh Amos. And, well, who's going to take it? That is the question. Well,
it'd be right, won't it?
Well, no, it doesn't look like Jerome Wright, and it's a cross between Jerome Wright and Nathan Lowe. Lowe was going to take it. Wright now says, hey, I take the penalties round here, mate. And Jerome Wright, the substitute, is going to step up. Tom Greaves waiting to come on. And what can he do? Jerome Wright, the left foot of Jerome Wright against Ben Hitchcliffe in front of the FC supporters. Waiting patiently, Jerome. The referee gets himself into position. He steps up. Jerome Wright. 2-1! an opportunity now. As I say, that the ball came in and there was pushing and shoving, Ben, all over the place. And they went,
it was definitely a foul. It was either handball or anything, or pushing and shoving.
They had hold of Winter. They were grabbing hold of Winter. So, we're back in this game. 2-1. It's Jerome Wright. Nice ball up to Lowe. Lowe over the halfway line. He's to play a decent ball wide right. Shown too much of it there. And there was a poor ball by Lowe. I mean, Lowe's had parts of the game where you're thinking he's absolute quality, but his final delivery has been on many occasions. It's just under hit. 1 minute to go here. 2-1. We're still waiting for the board to come up to see how many additional minutes. But at this moment in time, it's Stockport County going to take all three points. And it's FC defending the ball. And it's out for a goal kick. I'm going to give it to Jake Williams because I think the saves that Carnell's made are the kind of saves that Carnell said would say himself he's expected to make. A 1-2 between Minahan and the goal referee. A tremendous play by the man of the match for Stockport County.
I think. Oh, wow! It's a red card for Chapman. What did you think? I thought that Minahan made a lot of that. And that seemed that it was a very hurried red card. He didn't give himself any time. What do you think?
He went to obstruct him, and Minahan got him first. That was poor.
And my.
Minahan actually was man of the match until that point, as far as I was concerned.
But Chandler does look genuinely bemused, and I think Minahan. I think he conned the referee there. Down below is here. It was the way the body moved and everything, and he looks fine. If that had caught him with the kind of impact the referee's claimed with an elbow, he would not be getting up, as if pretty much nothing had happened.
It was obstruction and a yellow card, nothing more, nothing less. There was not violent conduct, and it was poor from the referee. And Minahan himself, it sums up FC. So it's there's four additional minutes, FC down to 10 men, and I hope the headlines are 10 men FC get beaten by Stockport County, because we're into 4 minutes of additional time. So, James, here we are in our podcast half hour, or 3 days, or a year. Let's just start with, first of all, the red card.
What I could see, it was one of those where Chandler was in a position where he would obstruct Minahan, but I think Minahan...
As we've now known, he's now Minahan.
So we believe, and we apologise if we've been getting his name. It's poor, that. But anyway, I think he made a lot of that, and I think Chandler looked very bemused, genuinely. And I think the referee just fell for it. The referee, who was giving himself time with other decisions, produced a red card straight away. So he must have felt certain, but maybe he could have given himself another moment.
Just spoken to one of their directors, who he said to me, rather me saying to him, he went, "That was never a red card in a month of Sundays. And if your club wants, I've already spoken to your secretary, wants the video ed of evidence, you can have it if it gets him off the red card." He said, at best, it was a yellow. Mm-hmm. And that's from a Stockport County perspective. 2-1, still a lot to play in the game.
Yeah.
No biasness. And also nice that, Stockport County, there's rivalry, and the rivalry's good because it's Manchester, Stockport, obviously, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think, that certainly didn't have any bearing on the game.
I think that's... on the general terms, it just slightly frustrated me that there wasn't really a period of great coherence. Sometimes you get FC where they come into a game in the second half, and there were patches where FC looked threatening after the penalty and so on, and just before that.
Did they have any belief today, do you think? During that game, was the belief sort of perhaps played out of them? Do you think they had belief that they were going to get back into the game?
I think they're a side, FC's a side lacking in confidence. No league wins. I mean, the year started badly by dropping points at home to Altrincham, who are, destined for the drop. So, and I think that's continued, really. It's just a question of finding the right combo. And it is a team that's, as we discussed on air, it's a team that's in evolution. I think that many of the players like Greaves and Wright and Wolfenden are still around, but he's got this new generation. They need to find consistency. I think today we found something out about Kieran Glynn, who's a wonderful young footballer. But his job, part of his job today, was to track back and deal with Minahan. And Minahan, time after time after time, and even it was, I mean, it's not just, you know, Glynn's responsibility, because you think it would have been looked at and dealt with somehow for the second half. But that was a huge outlet for them. And I just think that those players need to find consistency along with their quality.
Is there a situation, though, perhaps, where we've got these young great players, we're not winning games of football, and we're going to get ourselves into a situation where those players are going to be stopped being picked because we're not winning games of football? We're coming up to the real business end of the season. We're only 6 points or maybe even 5 points off the drop zone. I don't believe in any way, shape or form we're going to get relegated. But is it a choice that Carl might have to say, you know, hold on a second, I'm going to have to maybe rethink this to keep us in this division? I mean, you know, there's no question about it that these players are good quality players. Today, Gilchrist was nullified pretty much throughout the game. And equally, Kieran Glynn was in a situation where he didn't really offer a great deal because he was back defending indifferently or not. Would it perhaps then, because last week we talked about Kieran Glynn, when we played against Chorley, and we thought it was the right decision not to start him. I would have thought something similar today, knowing the way Stockport County play, the way they press, the way they move, is perhaps to have a more of a robust midfield. And if the game is going according to plan, you keep it as it is. If it's not, then you can bring on the likes of him, but you bring him on up top or in that gap. You replace Arneson or Gilchrist for another player who can get forward and create something, rather than have him play a game of football where he was ineffectual. He did one bit of beautiful magic down here. We saw the quality. He was in the left-back position, pretty much on this D here on the corner flag, and he back-heeled it round one player and did another one and then beat two players and chipped the ball in. He also created something like that earlier in the game, didn't he, with a lovely back-heel when we got the first corner of the game.
Yeah.
We want him in those positions, don't we? We want him up there. It's a difficult thing for Carl, because the fans like ourselves will be saying, play him, play him, play him, play him. And when he doesn't, why isn't he playing? And then he plays a game like that, he's saying, he should be playing. Yeah. So it's very difficult for Carl to actually get the balance right.
And is there a question here with young players, obviously, that they come and nobody knows them, like Gilchrist, you know, the run of goals and so on. And is there, the word gets around and scouts come and say, he's got these young lads now. And they get policed much more.
Well, of course, every team has scouts watching every game. You know, I mean, I was with Ben 3 weeks ago, Buxton versus Stafford Rangers Tuesday night. There was a Salford City scout on his phone for the entire 90 minutes taking notes. Mm-hmm. You'll see Stockport County scouts at every game. I mean, today there'll be scouts that, even though it's a home game, wouldn't be at Hyde. If a Hyde are at home, they'll be here, there and everywhere. They're out looking continuously, because the best time to watch football is on a Saturday afternoon. Because Tuesdays can sometimes not necessarily give you a full understanding, because players have finished work late perhaps and they've got to travel. Saturday it's traditional football and you can see players in a better light, so to speak. So they're out there looking at them, of course. And they'll also, they know what to do today. They've said to the man of the match for Stockport County. They've said to him today, "You can bomb on all you want, unless someone comes across to start stopping you doing that. You've got the freedom of the pitch all day." That's what happened.
And it was disappointing that he did seem to still have that space in the second half.
He did. Well,
you would have thought then you move somebody across. You say, "All right, Kieran, that's not your kind of bag," or you get someone on. But that has got to stop.
It is, yeah. So where does that come from, though?
Well, it comes from the dressing room.
Of course, yeah. So if that hasn't been communicated, then the responsibility is with the management team. If it has been communicated and he isn't doing it, you drag him off.
Which it may be. Well, maybe that was what happened in the end. You know,
but the thing is, what I want to see, and it's just me here, but I want to see him, if they're not doing it, you're screaming at him, get over here. You're pointing, you're telling him what to do, how to do it, and you're making him really, really have to work for the benefit of the team. You can, all the talent in the world, if you get him beat, you've got to put a shift in. He worked hard, mm-hmm. up and down, down and up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, want to see him at this end.
It just wasn't his game.
No, it wasn't.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing, you see.
Last week, we
appreciated it wasn't his game, and it was the right decision. Today, I don't think it was perhaps the right thing to start with him and then bring him on if things were going well. And if things weren't going well, you can just bring him on up front. But play him across that midfield. You know, midfield today of, you know, Nathan Lowe, Harry Winter and Tom Brown, with Gilchrist in there, for me, is very unbalanced. Yeah. It's an interesting one. But again, you know, it's all about opinions. Ben?
Can I just say, when I was walking up here, the hand gestures and the pointing and looking around, it was very reminiscent of Monday Night Football with Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville. The pair of you. Yeah. From a distance, certainly.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah, absolutely. So
I wonder about the way Trumpy had me by the throat.
I asked a question about Sheridan, and the point of view of Margie was, in the first half, it was a lot more of a tighter game. Sheridan is a lot more useful when the game opens up, which it did in the second half.
Or perhaps the game was tight because no one was opening up in the first half, and therefore it required a player that could open up the game, not making it as tight.
And he's not happy with the sending off, as you'd imagine.
We talked about this last week, didn't we? There was an incident. Where was it? Was it last week, the incident? And we were talking about an incident opposed to the actual overall game. That had no bearing on the game, really, did
no.
it?
I mean, you could argue about momentum and that kind of thing, but I think in that added time there, that Stockport were in a bit more control than 2-1 would suggest.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, the game itself, as I say, you know, it was... I think personally it wasn't a particularly good game of football.
No.
There was not the heights of excitement that nearly 6,000 people want to come and enjoy. Stockport County have been getting better and better and better, and you can see playoffs for them no problem at all this season if they continue to win games like that without having to do a huge amount. I mean, I thought we let ourselves down the fact that we had one shot, maybe two shots. We didn't do what we can do and capable of doing, and we are now seriously having to think about what we do going forward.
When I asked about, obviously, we're 6 points from the relegation zone, Marge's face was like, "What's your point?" kind of thing. It's not really in the equation at the moment.
What's not in the equation?
The fact that we might. The thing about Worcester is everyone's thinking Worcester, they've obviously got financial problems and that's probably them done and dusted. However, I would point to Northampton Town last season, who had very dire financial situations, who for a long time were top of the league as a result.
But what are you suggesting, that perhaps we're thinking we won't get relegated because they're going to go under?
No,
and therefore we're safe?
I'm suggesting that forum talk and social media talk is that Worcester are going to be the ones who...
But that's not obviously how FC would be thinking. And
we've got to think...
No, but it's how journalists think, James.
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay.
So what was Carl's overall view of the afternoon? What was he? Was he disappointed? Was he happy? What was his...
He was mainly disappointed with the referee.
The problem with Winter was, because he's such a competitive player, he never went down.
No.
He never went down at all. He just stayed where he was. The referee noticed the blood and therefore brought the game back and then put him off the pitch. I understand Carl's very frustrated with that, but what you've got to do, and we were as annoyed, and I could see Carl remonstrating with the referee, but there's nothing you can do. There was 10 players on the pitch, and you have to defend that then. You have to bring a set of four and said, right, while he's off there, you get back there defending. You're now part of the defensive duties until he's back on. That didn't happen. We just carried in the same vein as if, like, we had 11 players. We didn't. They get an opportunity. It's a well-drilled, you know, shot through two or three players. Should have been closed down more. If they knew straight away, as soon as you got out of 10, someone drops back and helps out, then that's the difference. But I can understand why he is upset and a draw. We were as well.
Yeah.
You know, we could see that because it's an unfair advantage. And if it's been either team, I think unfair advantages like that don't help you and never will help you because, you know, you could have been off for 5 minutes.
The Chandler issue is slightly different because, as we said, I don't think you can necessarily say the game hinged on
the overall. I mean, was he dissatisfied with the overall performance of the referee? Or is
it
he saying
main,
we lost
those,
the game?
Those main 2 points.
Well, then 2 points, yeah. Well, that one there was never a red card. That was a poor decision.
We did get a penalty. Shall we have that interview now?
Let's have a listen to that interview now, yes, Ben, why not?
So, Carl, commiserations today. It was always going to be a tough game. Coming into this game, a couple of selection dilemmas for you due to illness and injuries and that kind of thing. Just give us a little insight into some of the team selection choices you've made this afternoon.
George Thompson's got tonsillitis. Jerome Wright's been had a bug all week. That's why, you know, he was down on fluids and things like that. Just your general injuries and whatnot. But I thought It was a tough game. I'd say tough game. It wasn't a classic, was it, in respect of the football that was played? But
I mean, for a lot of the first half, it was dominated in a way by County, but no real clear chances made by either side.
No,
really.
No, exactly. And you know, the first goal. We've had an injustice done to us, which, you know...
It was an elbow against Winter.
Yeah, you know, the kid's got a broken nose, and we're defending a set piece.
Is that confirmed then, he's got a broken nose after...
Yeah, I think so. And it was a blatant elbow. Anybody who's got half a brain can see it. And then, you know, we're defending a set piece. That is one of our major, like, defensive people, and... that's what got me so incensed. You've known me for a long time, and very rarely do I get involved or get that incensed. But that's just it's basic stuff and absolute joke. He sent Chris Chantler off. Anybody who sees Chris Chantler plays football knows one thing: he's not a dirty player. And for him to say that he's elbowed the kid. And then, I asked the number two on there in front of the referee, did he elbow you? And he said no, right in front of the referee. But the referee, different opinions. But again, we're going to have to try and defend a case of a three-match ban.
When it comes to the second half performance, obviously we spoke about Minihan, he got man of the match, rightfully so, you know, for Stockport anyway. I mean, we gave it to Jake Williams for FC United, although you could make a case for Carnell as well. Carnell was superb today, and a lot of the time he's kept us in the game, especially when it got back to 2-1. Some vital saves.
Yeah, we were pushing on, and Dave did what he's good at. You know, he's a good keeper. Fortunate that we've got two quality keepers at the club, so it's one of them situations where we're pushing on, we're trying to get that equaliser. To be honest, I thought the second goal was a bit of a soft one from
our
point of view. Yeah, it was weird. It shouldn't, a ball shouldn't, from a throw-in shouldn't travel across the box like that. Somebody's got to put something on it. But and it's two deflected goals as well, which is it's kind of gut-wrenching that the lads have put the effort in but not had any rewards for it.
Was there anything that we could have done more with Minihan? I mean, it felt like at times he was marauding forward with freedom.
I think we stopped it in the, you know, at the start of the second half by going 4-3-3. We tried to play two up top and have that diamond in midfield, and you know, I thought County exploited that at certain points, definitely in the first half. But second half, I thought we kind of got on top of that and wanted to push them back a little bit. But I am absolutely gutted for the players. I'm gutted for our supporters because they've turned out in numbers again.
A couple of the substitutions you made seemed to... I mean, we were a lot more competitive when Wright came on, and and we had a bit more of a quality ball when Sheridan was on as well.
Yeah.
With Wright, obviously Wright's had tonsillitis all week. Is there a case now where Sheridan could feature more in the starting lineup? Do you feel? Or?
No, we'll see how things go within the week. You know, it's when the game's stretched as it is, Sam can go on and get on the ball. I think in the first half it was always going to be tight, and Stockport were not giving anybody any room to play, you know, so, which is credit to them. But he's a quality player, having himself and you know, Nathan Lowry, I thought was excellent today. The two quality passes of the ball, it's just finding the right balance so that you don't go too much gungo.
And lastly, Carl, obviously it's Brad Park Avenue got a win today, but Worcester got beat, so the gap stays at 6 points to the relegation zone. It's Gloucester away next week.
Yep.
We're obviously missing Basso, but obviously Carnell's a very good replacement, to be fair. Chantler now got injuries and illness and stuff like that. What are we looking?
We'll know, Jordan, you know, later on in the week we'll make that assessment, but I think first things first, we need to have a look at that sending off, because it was just a joke. I think everybody in the ground just absolutely baffled as to how we can produce a red card for nothing.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us, and have a good week.
Cheers.
magic of radio, listener. You still don't know what Maggie said, do you?
No, no, because we're still here at Edgeley Park. And basically, Ben's just... This what we do when we do our MPL show. Ben says, and now here it's John Cooper Clark talking about Belper. And then he goes, brilliant, what do you think of that, lads? Well, we've not actually listened to it because we're doing the show and you slide all together. Although yesterday, Ben, I went through Ilson, Belper, Matlock, Buxton, Grantham. I mean, I basically was driving the corridor of Northern Premier League football. It was amazing.
Yeah, the Derbyshire massive.
It was all the way through there.
And speaking of travelling, obviously it's Gloucester next week and we're missing Basso. Not too sure about Chandler. He might have another game yet before it's suspended.
I think that can be over. I think that can be overturned. If you get support from both teams,
it doesn't happen though. You've been involved with FCTV now for over 10 years. How many times has FCTV's evidence mattered at all?
This is Stockport County's evidence providing it us.
Yeah, but it's still the
better
same.
Better quality. No, it's not. I'm joking. No, I think you can because I think, and then you see what you do there. You get a written admission from the player saying, no, he's no elbow. The referee has obviously seen it. We understand it's a big game. And we all make mistakes. We're all human. No problem at all.
He
but it's not.
Baffling how quickly he went to his record.
Well, that was the thing. As James was saying, he'd been taking his time. You said that, James. He'd been taking his time in thinking about things. This one, it was like, and as I said, one of the directors said, it's a big ground. And he's played the bane for blood. They wanted to send him off on the halfway line. You know, people now shout red card, continuously. Now they want them all off. If football fans actually had their way, there'd be six players versus three every single week.
Which, as we all know, that couldn't finish as a result.
And then be complaining the referee was rubbish. Yeah. So you can't, you know, I mean,
spoil the game.
This idea of like players. A player should be sent off for violent conduct like we saw the other night, Ratcliffe Borough versus Mosley, when a headbutt, and a proper headbutt. I mean, you're going to get sent off for a proper headbutt, fine. But not little misdemeanors. I mean, it's a game that we thought we need to get something out of. It was going to be a tough call. It was going to be hard for us to get all 3 points. We said at the beginning of the game, and last week we said at the end of last week's game, just go here. Have a hand, heads held high, work hard, put a performance in, and come away with at least a point. Hasn't happened. There's been some half decent moments in the game, but overall, I don't think there's a lot that we've learned. We've not won.
Really.
We've not learned anything really going forward, and that's a disappointing thing. I don't think Arneson has contributed a huge amount this afternoon. I mean, it's a good workout for him. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think you can afford to have a workout against Stockport County. You know, giving someone 90 minutes against Stockport County is, you know, for me. And there lies the situation where, and again, to find out if these players can play in reserve team games rather than actually play in first team games to get themselves match fit.
I think there's a problem if Greaves was carrying a knock and there are other injuries, Wolfenden's injured, then all of a sudden there's not a lot of... Maybe he just didn't have the option today.
You're right. And again, you know, there's the Dale Johnson question, isn't there? You know, is he still working away? Is he still part of FC United? If we're down to bare bones of centre forwards, and you know, we might have to bring someone else in for a short period of time. You know, Fowler has brought someone in, haven't they, from Chesterfield? I mean, not centre forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Carl's doing that all the time, looking for players. But as you said, there's an evolution going on where the younger players are coming through. I mean, you know, Greg Wilkinson with us at the earlier part of the season, pre-season, then went to Telford. They've obviously been at Altrincham on two occasions. You know, he's got a little bit about him. You know, perhaps he could have been another addition today. So, you know, because I think if Tom Greaves wasn't fully fit, he would have brought him on. He would have brought Wilkinson on because Wilkinson's got a great, great pass on him and a great shot on him. And, you know, he's younger, get more gangly, getting forward. I think Greaves, in fairness, touched the ball.
It smacked of a substitution. Stick with what you know, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
And that. Well, but that's unfortunately, if that's all you do know, that's all you've got to work with, then it's hard. It's tough. But we've got to do better. I mean, Jake Williams is a big plus point. I think Jake Williams can go quite far. He's got the attitude, it seems right. He's got the build right. He's got the pace. He sticks to his man well. He works the ball well. And he also moves up the pitch. And I'm sure the county lads, certainly from first half, they said, you know, Jake Williams against against a great quality player like Danny Lloyd, and showing quality.
As we interviewed him, didn't we, on the way back from somewhere, yeah. I can't think where, might be Tamworth or somewhere like that, but we interviewed him, and so level-headed.
And he's played a lot. He talked about how from a very young age, he's played a lot with older players. He's not kind of like a young lad finding his way.
He plays for Withenshaw Town. I mean, he's played in tough divisions. You know, he was Withenshaw,
at New Mills.
New Mills through the really bad times, and it just shows that a player, if they keep working hard, a chance will come. And he looks for me the best player on the pitch today for FC, because he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, you know, he's playing, as I say, playing against Danny Lloyd, who's a tremendous player, and he's made mugs of many defenders this season, and the madam on his backside. And one thing, because he gets the ball and he cuts in well, Lloyd. Never did it once with Williams this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And testament to Williams, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here, he brought off Danny Lloyd. Mm-hmm. I'm saying he did that because he knew he was up against a good quality player. And he'd worked hard, Lloyd. But it was that's a positive for me. Carnell had a very good game. Yes. And that's a big confidence booster, because he's a confidence goalkeeper. And going into next week's game, it's a long journey.
Yeah, it is.
A long, long journey next week. And, you know, FC United have just to spend a week in the training, working hard, and coming out and getting a result next week, really. Because if we get beat next week, we are definitely in a battle.
James said during commentary, what did you say? You said something about some easier games coming up.
Well, I think that...
That wasn't the exact term. But
we played Fylde recently. We played a lot of the... We played Salford, we played Chorley.
Yeah, the teams that we ordinarily do well against, that we haven't done as well against this season, in the big games, we've been beaten. Apart from the Chorley game last week, obviously, which is a 3-3.
So we've got Gloucester. And Gloucester, at Broadhurst Park, we got beat 4-2 in the corresponding
fixture.
Terrible
performance.
Then we've got Kidderminster Harriers coming to Broadhurst Park the week after.
That'll be interesting.
And then we're playing Tamworth. Now, obviously, the Tamworth are... one of the surprise packages this season, aren't they, up at the top end of the table. Then we've got Alfreton Town. And Alfreton Town, there's your prize 3 points, my friend. But it is away from home on that pitch, mm-hmm, with that slope.
Yes, yes.
Actually, did I go through Alfreton yesterday? I probably did.
So it's not...
They got hammered today, didn't they?
We have to be very... what's the word I'm looking for? On it over the next...
Next month. I'm not saying there's loads of three-point giveaways. I'm just saying that FC have had a run of games where...
I wish you were. Wish we could. Have a lot of three-point giveaways. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, three. Get down to Stanley Bridge for the...
Three-point
giveaway of a lifetime.
I think I did this with Stato.
Buy one, get 1 point, get two free. You get 3 points for the price of one.
I did this with Stato Paul. We went through the games a few weeks ago, and we were saying, Alfreton Town, Stalybridge Celtic, Bradford Park Avenue, and that's it.
But not Bradford anymore
and
anyway.
And Gainsborough, the last of the season.
But not Bradford.
That's it.
Hold on a second. What are we still doing here?
Yeah, exactly. Just having a chinwag, aren't we?
Yeah, I could do it in my local pub round the corner.
But just to go back, I don't think Bradford are... I don't know whether it's new players or what, but Bradford are coming right out of the division.
Bradford have got a spine. They've got, as I say, John Worsnop and Knowlesy at the back. And they've got a big experience, and they've got a guy up top doing well. They're getting points. They always look like a team that... Such a dreadful start. And they've also got a manager, who is at Geisley, who knows exactly how to get a team out of the mire. And that was just primarily playing at Geisley, because the pitch was like a mire on many occasions. But he knows what he's doing. And it's taken him slowly, slowly, slowly. But they're now in a situation... Where are they, Ben?
Bradford Park Avenue, fifth from bottom.
Thank you, Ben. Fifth from bottom, yeah. And only, 5 points from us?
Was
it six?
No, 3 points now.
They're 3 points now. So... Yep. There you go. You know, it's all to play for. It's going to be a very, very tough encounter. But I think, we'll hand you back to the studio. Another disappointing result from FC United and Manchester. But well done, Stockport County. We'll be back. Oh, well, I don't know. Over to Cockers now, is it? Something, Ben? Are you over to Cockers? I think so.
She's going to Chester on Sunday.
She's going to Chester?
It might be Marv.
Oh, is it Marv? All right.
Might be Marv.
Hiya, Marv.
Or Cockers.
Right, okay. Take care then.
FC live there from Saturday afternoon. Also after the match, County Manager Jim Gannon caught up with Stockport's media team.
Jim, congratulations. What pleased you most about today's performance?
The crowd. That was brilliant. I mean, it's a national north record. It was fantastic, you know, whether it be the comments before the game, during the game, the crowd getting going. I just wish we had got that third goal to send them into those raptures. But I think everybody going away from today in terms of the crowd would be really, really, really pleased that they've come today. And it's fantastic because the spirit the club is building and the support's building, and that's definitely going to make a difference as we go into the final 12 games.
2-1, is that a fair reflection of the game today, or do you think it should have been more?
It's about taking chances. We've worked their keeper quite well second half and probably deserved another goal. Our set plays haven't been great, so we didn't really turn on the pressure from them. Like I said, it could have easily been with a little bit of more clinicality from the attackers and the deliverers of set plays. We could have got another goal, and like I said, it could have been more comfortable. But I'm disappointed with a foul losing us a goal and giving them a chance. But so we've got little bits of ill discipline like that we need to iron out. But you can see the extent of the ill discipline on their side and what's cost them today.
The penalty when it came, it's almost inexplicable why Josh handles it. I guess physically he's probably quite tired. Do you think mentally he was tired by that stage of the game and that's led to the error?
No, I think players have to understand, in terms of set plays, people get goal side and tend to mark from behind. That doesn't give you a really good chance of winning the ball. And what we have to trust is that we've got spare players there and a keeper behind us that we need to get in better positions where we can attack the first ball. Mm. I think he's been impulsive there in terms of because he's starting position behind the player. We've had that at Stadium Bridge. He gave away a penalty there. He's a centre forward and he defends like a centre forward in situations like that. But in terms of our centre forwards were immense in terms of that they give you another marker most of the time. And so, yeah, he'll be a bit disappointed in that. But like I said, I thought himself and Sefton were excellent for us today in terms of leading the line. And we didn't give him enough quality from set plays, didn't give enough quality from crosses, except for the one chance that Josh had. But like I said, we're a work in progress. There's loads of bits we need to tidy up on. And like I said to the players, that we need to improve. It's a great spirit at the club at the moment. I think you can come away easily from this game and talk about how we should defend set plays, how our set plays need to improve, about our second phase and third phase of attack. There's loads to improve. I'm not too demanding of the players. I'll pick out what needs to be improved quickly, and that's what we'll work on. And that sort of highlighting, working on what needs to, what's really essential for success, and we've done that over the last over the season. Yeah. And I think the lads are starting to take a lot aboard, and there's more to come from them because as a team we're growing.
Stockport County's Jim Gannon there, and a big thank you to the media team there at Edgeley Park for that clip. To find out now where that defeat leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from the National League North on Saturday, it's now time to hand over to Marv Willers for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. And with that 2-1 win for Stockport County, in front of a league record attendance of 5,630, FC United now sit in 14th position, 6 points from the relegation zone. Elsewhere, AFC Fylde moved 10 points clear at the top of the table, after they won 3-1 at Brackley Town. Kidderminster, they lost ground as they lost 2-1 at Victory Park against Chorley, who are now 4th, just a point behind the Harriers. Salford slipped into second spot after a 1-0 win at Moor Lane against second bottom Stalybridge Celtic. Halifax Town are fifth after winning 2-1 against struggling and now third bottom Worcester City at the Victoria Ground. While Darlington are seventh, 4 points behind County with a game in hand after the Quakers secured their first away win since October against Boston United. Tamworth dropped to 8th, level on points with Darlington after AFC Telford United's eased their relegation fears with a 1-0 win at the new Buck's Head. Harrogate Town couldn't extend their recent winning run as they were held to a goalless draw at Moss Lane by Altrincham, but Alti are still 20 points behind 4th bottom Gainsborough Trinity, who also picked up a point from a 1-1 draw against in-form Gloucester City. Finally, Bradford Park Avenue won 2-1 at Nuneaton Town, and Alfreton Town lost 5-0 to Curzon. Ouch! And that concludes this week's edition of Marv's Sports Report. With me, Marv. Go in peace to love and serve your football club. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marv. The Reds return to action this weekend with a long trip south as FC United travel to Cheltenham to take on Gloucester City. The address of the ground is Wadden Road, Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, GL525NA. That's Wadden Road, GL525NA. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this game, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes Store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.